Kawasaki.
Hey, whoa, wait. This is not the. Never mind. Fuck you. What happened? That wasn't the.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, you're listening to Bonersode 11 for June 28th, 2019. I'm your host, Richard, and today's show was produced by Brandon Y, Jim, Arbitrary Alex, Jeremy I, and Cody No Name. And if you guys don't like being credited on the Bonersodes, you really have no one but yourself to blame for that, because I gave you the chance to comment on whether or not you wanted to be thanked on the Bonersodes. So if you don't like it, you can just go eat a dick. No, but really, thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. On today's show, I'm going to call some Yacht Club members and tell them that here be dragons. Let's get started.
Hello?
Hi, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the Yacht Club.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, listen, I was just calling because I don't know if you heard through the grapevine or not, but a Lagiacris has been spotted in the lake earlier today.
What was spotted? I'm sorry?
Oh, it was a Lagiacris.
Okay.
And so we've got like kind of a little bit of a situation down here, and we've commissioned your vessel, you know, the main squeeze. We're going to go ahead and just have it join the hunt and the inevitable battle against the Lagiacris.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, it's the sea creature that, you know, usually they're up north, you know, in the bigger lakes, but.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's been a number of years since one was last spotted, but sure enough.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Yep. The reports.
Is it like the Loch Ness Monster? Is that kind of equivalent to that?
Oh, no. I mean, this is no joke, ma'am. This is a pretty serious situation. You know, it's got those big blue spikes on its back that emit electricity.
Sure.
And
okay, what do you really want?
So we went ahead and retrofitted the main squeeze with some steam-powered harpoons.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah. We're
really?
We're hoping that'll penetrate its armor plating, you know?
You are funny. Who am I talking to, by the way?
This is Winston. But also, if that, you know, if we're not able to, like, knock its armor off with the harpoons, we might have to just take it up to ramming speed.
Okay, well, you go right ahead and do that, then.
So, you know, just so you know, there might be some battle damage. We're not really sure, you know, what it's gonna entail.
Okay, so what else can I help you with? Because I'm in the grocery store right now.
Oh, what you buying?
Food.
What are you cooking, something for dinner, or got big plans?
Yep, I just got done biking, and I'm on my way home. So, what can I help you with?
You gotta,
and who am I talking to?
If you want to join in on the hunt, you know, you got to eat real hearty.
Oh, I do, yeah.
You know?
I'll be right down for that.
Eat
so,
like a whole ham and
you?
Eggs and, you know, big stew. Got to beef up, because this thing, you know, once it starts shooting the electricity out of the spikes, it's just unstoppable, you know? They're hard to break off.
Okay, well, I have to go unless this is something else. I need to sign off here.
All right, well, you know, we'll let you know how it goes, and
all right, bye.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Jim?
Hello.
Jim?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm. Turn up your battery.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Winston with the Yacht Club.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was just calling because there's a little bit of a situation down here at the lake.
There's a situation down at the lake. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, you know your vessel, the Dove?
My vessel. I don't have a vessel. Which lake are you talking about?
You know.
Oh, I don't have a boat on.
Oh, yeah, sure you do. You don't keep the Dove here down at the marina?
No, I don't have a boat. My boat's up in...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, what are you talking... I'm sorry, I'm missing something here.
Yeah.
I apologize. What are you calling about?
So I'm just calling because we had a little bit of a situation over here, and we had to take your vessel, you know, the Dove, we had to take it into battle.
I don't... Wait, you're talking about the vessel in... Or the vessel in...
Bailed.
You had to take the vessel where?
We had to take it into battle because there was a Lagiacris that was spotted. And, you know, one of those hasn't been seen around here for almost 100 years. So we formed a search party, and we ended up having to engage in battle with the Lagiacris. And the Dove took some battle damage.
My boat took some damage?
Yeah, because, you know, the Lagiacris, it's got those, like, blue spike things on its back. And we weren't able to break them off with the harpoons that we were using. So it was able to generate an electrical shock wave. And your boat got caught in the blast wave. And, like, physically it seems okay, you know. But there's, like, some scorch marks. And then, like, all the wiring, like, all the, you know, like, the technical components. They're all fried. You know, it's just kind of...
On my boat?
Yeah. We didn't...
Who is this that's calling me? Who am I talking to?
This is Winston. And I guess we didn't upgrade the armor plating enough before we took it into battle. So, yeah, there's a little bit of electrical damage to your boat.
I don't understand what you're talking... How can there be electrical damage to my boat? It's in the dock.
Yeah, well, we took it out. You know, we had to take it into battle.
Take it into what? I don't know. Who is this? What are you talking about?
This is Winston. There was a Lagiacris, spotted out in the water. And, you know, we had to think quickly, so we just rallied a few of the boats, you know, and we upgraded their armor as best as we could and took them into battle. But, yeah, the Lagiacris, it got the better of us, and it let off, you know, its special ability. It lets off, like, this electrical discharge. And, yeah, it just zapped us a good one. I barely made it back, you know. Like, I abandoned ship.
How did my boat get taken anywhere? Who took it?
We did. Like, a bunch of us got together, and we just, you know, brave men, you know. We decided to face down the Lagiacris, but he got the better of us.
Who gave you permission to take my boat?
Well, I mean, no one really gave us permission. We just had to think quickly, you know, make an executive decision. We couldn't just stand around while... You know, the Lagiacris was on the loose.
How did you start my boat? How did you even have any access to it?
We have ways. You know, we rigged it up. I mean, that's not...
Oh,
that's,
don't, you're bullshitting me.
Oh, no.
Who is this?
This is no joke. I mean, I wish it was, but, you know, the point is, the real threat here is that the Lagiacris is still on the loose, you know? I mean, we were lucky to make it back alive.
I don't, I can't, this is some kind of a joke, right?
No, I wish it was, sir. It's a serious situation over here. If that thing makes...
Over where?
Over here at the, you know, and if that thing makes landfall, you know, like, I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be bedlam.
What marina are you talking about?
You know, up here,
What do you mean, up here and where?
You know, over here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, over here.
I got hit in the head with a boat oar earlier. I'm all out of sorts. I'm feeling a little dizzy. I just thought I'd give you a call and let you know that, you know.
How did you get my number?
They handed me the directory and said, you know, call this guy and let him know that there's, you know, some kind of electrical damage or something.
Well, why wouldn't the marina call me?
Well, I mean, that's who I'm with.
Who is this? What's your name?
Winston. For, like, I don't know, the fifth time, I think.
What is your first name?
Winston.
Winston.
Correct. That is my first name.
Okay, what is your last name?
Beauregard.
Well, you're not even with the marina. What are you talking about?
Of course I'm with the marina.
What marina are you with?
Look, I mean, I don't have time for this. I got a bunch of other calls to make. Like, I just want to let you know that, you know, your boat, it's seen better days.
Boat?
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's not going to be seaworthy for a while. I can tell you that much.
Well, I don't know. This is really weird. Nobody, the marina knows me. I'm on the board of directors of the marina. They wouldn't have somebody that I don't even know call me.
Well, they gave it to me because I'm like the new guy around here, you know, and they didn't want to have to face you down because they knew you'd be you'd be pissed. Like, I'm going to be real honest with you. The people around here, they think you're a real son of a bitch. So, yeah, they're just like, here, you know, if you want to continue to work here, you call them, because we don't want to talk to that guy.
All right, I'll see you. Thanks for calling me. Bye.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
12.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. I'm interrupting this bonersode with some important and rapidly developing news. I Regret Jumping is reportedly visiting his local Taco Bell. Now, there are two near his house. Let's see if I can track him down.
Come Taco Bell, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Winston with the Taco Bell corporate office. How are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers in the store right now?
In the dining room, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you could ask one if they'd be willing to spare a few minutes of their time, and then they get like a coupon code for a discount?
Okay. That's all weird. Our corporate office is on the phone, and they want to do a survey. They want me to ask somebody in the dining room, would you be willing to take that survey? You get, like, a free coupon code for, like, free food?
I thought I was in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Hello?
Is this a customer?
Yep, my name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, this is Winston. I'm with the Taco Bell corporate office.
Hi, Winston. How you doing today?
Hey, so I was just wondering, I was over here just kind of looking at the security cameras. And I was noticing that, like, you've been in before, right?
Oh, yeah. I love this Taco Bell. I come here all the time.
Yeah, you're the one. Yep. Yeah, we've noticed before, like, when you come in, you know, and you dine in, that you tend to loosen your belt, you know, while you're eating. And, you know, it's no big deal. You're not really in trouble, per se, but it's technically public indecency. So we're going to need you to, you know, just stop loosening your belt when you're eating.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You know, because it's kind of like you're taking your pants off, and that's, you know, that's leveling all sorts of charges at us.
Okay, so now I'm super confused, like, if this is a joke or...
Oh, no, it's no joke. Yeah, we definitely don't need the customers, you know, loosening their belts and unzipping their pants and, you know, exposing themselves in the dining room.
Oh, okay. So this definitely is a joke then. Okay, then.
No, it's not a joke, motherfucker. I'm giving you the opportunity to, you know, to shape up, or we'll ban you from the restaurant.
Okay,
that was absolutely pointless. I don't know what made me think I Regret Jumping would be the customer that answered, and that call went nowhere. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hello?
Hello, Jane?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the Yacht Club.
Winston with what?
The Yacht Club.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, we got a little bit of a situation down here at the lake right now.
Yeah?
And the reason I was calling is we're going to go ahead and commission the Evening Whisper.
Yeah?
Into the battle, because there's been a Lagiacris spotted not too long ago.
There's been a what?
Lagiacris, you know, it's that big sea creature that's got, like, the big blue spikes on
it.
Oh,
okay, uh-huh.
That generate electricity. Yeah, it's been some years since one of those has been seen around these parts.
Okay, so you're going to take Evening Whisper out to do it.
Yep, we're going to take Evening Whisper straight into battle, because, you know, she's a good ship, and I feel like, you know, she's got the best chance of taking her down, taking that Lagiacris down, you know?
Okay, well, that works for me. Rick's not home, so it works for me.
Oh, okay. Rick won't be upset because, yeah, there's probably going to be some battle damage, you know, because these things, they're pretty tough.
Okay. So who's taking it out? You and who else?
Oh, you know, just a bunch of us
just
over
bunch
here.
Bunch of you, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna upgrade it first. We're gonna outfit it with some steam powered harpoons.
That sounds like a real good idea to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're thinking it might be, you know, the harpoons, if they're steam powered, it'll probably be strong enough to break the spikes off of the Lagiacris's back.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's got like that bony armor type stuff.
Yeah.
So we gotta break through that. And then once we get those spikes off, then, you know, it disables its ability to generate electricity.
Okay, then you got smooth sailing after that, huh?
Yeah, after that we should be able to take it down pretty easy, and you know we'll probably end up being able to upgrade our armor, you know, and weapons.
Okay. So who put you up to this, Tom?
So what kind of, just out of curiosity, what kind of weapon do you use? Do you go for the broadsword? Are you more like a bow and arrow type, battle axe? What do you use?
Well, I'm not much of a fighter, so I don't know.
Oh, not much of a fighter these days?
No, I'm not a fighter. Mm-mm, no.
You know, some people use that big Warhammer thing, but I don't know. It's kind of, it's unwieldy, you know?
Okay. So who put you up to this, Tom or who?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean? Put me up to what?
Well, just to call.
Oh, no, I was just calling to, you know, let you know that we're going to be taking your vessel into battle, you know?
Okay.
Now there is an outside chance that, you know, the Lagiacris will get the better of us and end up ripping your boat in half.
And it might not come back, nor might you, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if it catches us off guard, you know, it's a pretty good chance that it'll sink us.
Okay, all right. Well, Rick is up at the boat, at his other boat, so I'll tell him when he calls that he should maybe be prepared that there might be a little bit of a nick or two in the boat. Is that what I should tell him?
Yeah, let him know that there might be a ding in the boat.
Okay. And this is Winston?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he going to know who Winston is?
Yeah, he should. You know, I'm pretty well known around here.
Okay.
I've got the big face tattoo.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm always walking around with the spiky armor and the snake, you know, around my neck.
Okay.
I'm usually shirtless.
Okay. Lagiacris, okay, I'll tell him that.
All right, yep, be sure to relay all of this information verbatim to him.
Okay, I'll try, huh?
All right.
Okay, thanks, Winston.
Thanks, wish me luck, Jane.
Good luck, all right, bye.
All right, bye. Hi, Kimberly?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, it's Winston with the Yacht Club.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. And I was just calling because, you know, you've got your boat over here, the Bounty.
Right.
And so we had a little bit of an incident today.
Okay, what happened?
So there was some kind of sea creature. I guess we've got like some wildlife officials over here and everything. They say this thing hasn't been seen in about 100 years. And it crawled up onto your boat, you know, and I guess it laid some eggs.
Is this a joke, or are you being serious?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'm being serious. I wish it was a joke, but so I guess the wildlife officials that showed up, they're saying that we're not going to be able to remove the eggs. They have to remain where they are until they hatch and everything. So
what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we had to comply with them, you know, because they had, you know, all kinds of documents and badges and everything. So, you know, we couldn't refuse. So we ended up having to tow the Bounty, you know, like out into the lake, and we had to quarantine it.
Wait a minute, you did all this without asking our permission?
Yeah, well, they kind of just took over, you know.
Can I have the number and badge numbers of these people?
I mean, I've got all the... You know, I've got, like, all the paperwork and everything down here. I'm you know, I can scan it and email it to you or mail it to you, whatever
or,
you'd like.
I mean, what boat do you have? What's your boat?
What do you mean? Oh, I don't have one personally. I just work here, but yeah, so they...
You don't... Wait, nobody works at... Nobody works
oh, I'm,
at
I'm with the
cell phone club.
Yeah, I'm with the marina. And I just, you know, I just kind of help out around here, and they kind of...
Wait a minute. Where was the people from... there's always people there.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of confusion. There's all kinds of... Like, there's a news crew down here right now. It's a big dust-up, but... So, basically...
I mean, I'm just, like, right now I'm, like, thinking this is all a hoax. I mean, I need something to...
Yeah, like I said, I'll get you all the paperwork. I can get you phone numbers, you know, in a little bit. There's just a lot of confusion, but...
And my boat is... Where is my boat?
They've towed it out quite a ways, and I guess they're quarantining it. Like, they set up some buoys and things, and... Yeah, I guess they're saying that it's got to stay...
This is like, I've never heard of such a thing. What animal is this?
It's, well, they said it was a Lagiacris. I'm not really familiar with what exactly it is, but it's some kind of like sea dragon hybrid thing. I don't know. It's kind of strange. It's got these blue spikes on its back. But anyways, it laid some eggs on your boat, and they say that it takes 2 to 3 months for them to hatch. And until that happens, yeah, it's like they're considering your boat like a wildlife refuge. And it's been...
I'm just like, this can't be true. This has got to be a hoax.
Oh, no.
Are you?
No. No, I apologize, you know, like, I mean, you know, I'm just a messenger.
I don't understand why nobody called us immediately. I mean, knows us. We're on the board there.
Yeah, well, everything's happening very quickly, and, you know, I'm doing my best, you know. I got a hold of you as soon as I could, but, yeah, at this point, it's already kind
of... I need to get a hold of my husband at work, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what can be done as far as your vessel though, because it's already out there and it's quarantined. They've got it anchored in place, and yeah, they're saying
all my stuff that's on there.
Yeah, and they're saying that, you know, nobody's going to be able to set foot on it for the 2 to 3 months that those eggs are.
And who's going to guard it so that nothing bad happens to it?
Well, I
don't understand this. Who's responsible for my boat?
Well, I guess they put some signage up.
Well, big shit.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's all official and everything. Like, we don't have
discovered. How?
What do you mean that? Like the eggs or?
Yeah, like who reported this?
Well,
how did this all happen?
Well, they saw, like, somebody caught the Lagiacris on camera. Like they posted it on YouTube, I guess, and that's when it caught the eye of this, like, some kind of wildlife organization that came out.
I don't understand how they have the right to confiscate personal property without. Talking to the owners. This is America.
Well, yeah, but I guess, like, this Lagiacris is endangered, and they thought it was...
I don't give a shit. Who cares? You still can contact me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, the thing's, like, it hasn't been seen in about 100 years, and since it laid eggs, they're thinking, like, this could kind of revitalize the Lagiacris population. I mean, really, I think you're just kind of being selfish, you know? Like, it's only 2 or 3 months, and then you'll get your boat back. I mean, we're talking about the revitalization of a species that was believed to be extinct, and all you care about is your boat?
No, I'm not saying... I care about the fact that no one from whoever did this contacted me immediately. We have 3 phone numbers to contact us, and no one contacted me until this
moment.
Well,
I'm contacting you now.
That's my problem.
I mean,
I know you are. I get that now. But what...
And you're just being all selfish about it, and...
I mean, I'm not being selfish.
Yeah, but you're being materialistic. Like,
understand.
Oh, what about my things? What do you have on the boat that's all that
understand
important?
I want to understand what's...
You know, I mean, it's what? You got, like, some clothes or, I don't know, hairbrush? I mean, that's all, like, replaceable stuff.
Replaceable, obviously, at my cost.
Yeah, so what do you...
I
mean, but you got money.
This,
I mean, you know, you're wealthy.
I don't have money. Just because I have a boat makes me have money?
Yeah, I mean, you're part of a yacht club and you don't have money? I mean, give me a break, lady.
I'm sorry, where are you from?
I'm with the marina.
Which marina?
I already told you.
Tell me again. How did you get involved in something that happened at our yacht club?
Well, I was on hand, you know, because I kind of float around from location to location. Sometimes I'm at, you know, that marina. Sometimes I'm over on the island. And they were like, here, just call these people.
What island?
The state park and, you know, the...
That's not an island.
Well, you know what I mean. Don't be a smart ass. And now I see why they put me up to this, you know, because I'm kind of the new guy around here. And they told me, like, you would probably be a pain in the ass.
Really? Really? Because I'm just very confused about what, you know, why no one contacted me immediately. I mean, our phone numbers are listed down there. I don't understand.
Well, yeah, they kind of passed your number around for a while. Like, everyone was putting it off, you know, because nobody really wanted to call you because they knew they...
No, somebody would call me. My friends are down there and somebody would call me.
Yeah.
This is...
Well, your friends didn't call you and they left it up to me and here I am stuck talking to you all day. Like, I got a bunch of shit to do, so, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You'll get your boat back in about 2 months and, you know, just don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, also, there was one last thing, like the scientist guy, he said that there's an outside chance that the Lagiacris could potentially make your boat its new home, like its nest. And if that happens, he's saying that at that point, you know, you won't get your boat back. You know, on account of it being a wildlife refuge.
Hey, Sean, I'm on the phone. Did you get a call from...
Who are you talking to?
My husband.
No, I didn't call him.
I've got a man on the phone who works at...
Hey, you're being kind of rude.
I'm not being rude.
You didn't even tell me to hold on a second. You just started talking to your husband.
I want you to hear what I'm saying to him.
Well, I can't hear him, though. I mean, this is pointless. Why didn't you just three-way him or something?
Because I'm on two different phones.
No, that's stupid.
He's saying our boat got towed away because an animal laid eggs on it.
Well, it's a sea creature. It's not an animal.
I don't know. I'm at home on a phone call, and I called the clubhouse, and nobody's answering. Can you please call?
I think it's a Ichthyosaur.
Please, right now, immediately, put me on hold.
So anyways, if you're just going to talk to your husband, I'm going to let you go. Got a bunch of shit to do. How rude of that lady to just let the call trail off and then abruptly end like that. I hope that the Lagiacris takes a big shit on her boat. I haven't thanked Total Second in a while for the cool intro music I've been using on the Bonersodes, and I'm not going to start now because he's not a supporter. Fuck him. What's the point? But I do like that song. I probably shouldn't have screwed it up by adding effects to it this time. Oh well. Thanks once again to Brandon Y, Jim, Arbitrary Alex, Jeremy I, and Cody No Name for producing this Bonersode. You know, 5 producers a Bonersode is too much. Maybe I'll just go with 1 producer per Bonersode, and the usual 5 on the full episodes. Anyway, who cares? Thanks to all of you for your continued support. Bye!
Last blood, last tears. This ain't a warning, I am. Olga, please. Olga, please. Write a verse about Natalie. Try not to make it about your vagine or your butthole.